that you guys have going into this game and what you don't have. Is there any reason why this defense can't continue to play at the same level they've been playing at these 3 weeks and the end of last year?
I mean, we pride ourselves of playing good defense, so it ain't going to stop. Playing a Tennessee team that's been close in all the games they've played, and they have an explosive offense. Weapons everywhere, from tight end position, the offensive line, big and physical, two running backs. Quarterback can hurt you with his arm and on the ground. So we have our hands full. That's the one thing that we're focusing on right now is how we can slow down this offense. And it's going to be a tough battle for it. But that's why you play the game, for battles like this, a division game. We've been at home, so hopefully we can get put together, practice as well, and play well.
Did you have a chance to talk to J.J. this week?
Yeah.
How much is there to get on the field just to put that last game in the past and keep moving?
Pass is pass. I mean, this is a division game, so we can't be stuck in the past, I tell you that. Not in this game. You stick in the past, you're going to stay in the past, and it's not good for no one. So we understand what's at stake for us in the division and at home. So we have some things working for us, but we just got to play well and execute. That's the biggest goal of ours.
You faced a lot of quarterbacks in your career, and first time facing Mariota. Does he remind you of anybody?
I mean, he got legs. I mean, he's I try not to compare guys that I played against, but he's special. I mean, like I said, have a strong arm and also can help hurt you on the ground running the ball. So we have our hands full. We definitely have our hands full with this offense coming to town. And speaking of the defense, got a pretty good defense themselves. And so we have a good football team in the division. We know we have to play well to be able to beat them. We definitely know that. So we have to just keep focused on the practice field, and hopefully Sunday it'll pay off for us. But it's going to be a tough game for us, a tough matchup. Division games are always like that. So you can't have anything distracting you for what's at stake, and that's winning at home against a division opponent.
J.J., your thoughts of having him out of the lineup, obviously you don't want to drop
team in a row no matter how you slice it. So. Been around the game for a long time. I played with some great teammates that I've lost during the course of the year. So this is just another road we have to cross. I mean, it's the next man up. So that's how we're approaching it.
Antonio's here. Have you had a chance to talk to him? And do you remember him when he was with the Texans before?
Yes.
What do you remember?
I mean, we talked before, actually, after a game here when I was playing for New England. So I have a little history with him, being an old head, a vet himself. So I think he's going to add a lot of depth. Coming back, playing in Houston, I think the fans are going to be excited about it. I know I'm excited about it. He's a hell of a player. I mean, a great teammate and a good person. So I'm looking forward to playing with him.
Pretty much any time you ask a player about Antonio, it always brings a smile to their face. Is that because of his personality, what he's done?
You could tell a lot about people's personality. And the way he played his game, he always played with a chip. He had the right mindset to win. And I think the more people that we have on this team like that, the better this team will be. So I'm glad he's on board, and hopefully, like I said, we can get him up to speed quickly because we're going to depend on him. We bring him here for a reason. So I think he's a good, good pickup for us at this time, and hopefully it'll show come Sunday. But I'm very excited about playing with him. Just like I said, I like to play with guys with the right mindset, and he had the right mindset.
What will it say about this team, how it responds after what happened last week against this team on Sunday?
I mean, like I said, we're moving forward. Last week is in the last week is the past. Oh, you have to respond with a win. I mean, everybody played this game to win. That's the most important thing of all of this is to win. So anytime you don't win, you fail somewhere. So you have to figure it out, and that's what practices are for. That's what, you get a chance to line up and play again the following week. And that's where we're at right now. How can we fix a lot of things? Win. Win and take care of a lot. So that's what we're going to try to do.